Did you? Okay, wait. I didn't put it in here, but did you see the freaking waves that were going all up and down the coast?
Oh yeah, like the crazy giant Ventura like
Pismo,
wave.
oh, like
Yeah.
Pismo's like gone. Like half of San Diego beaches are like gone. Like it went up past the piers.
Yeah, because you see like there was like an earthquake in Japan with tsunamis as well.
Yeah.
That's got an effect over here too.
It is. It's the same ocean. It's not gonna affect us as much, but it's still gonna affect us. But yeah, I was just like, holy. And then you have a very Californian thing of, let's stand here on the pier that's actively being like drowning in water and record.
Yeah, you had a guy that was like the what I saw is the guy in Ventura was like, he sounded scared, but he was still recording like very steadily. So I'm pretty sure he was literally running backwards,
Sir,
running
turn
backwards,
around. Sir,
turn
turn
around,
around.
and like worry about your fucking what happened to self-preservation?
We have none. We have none anymore. To be fair, if there was an actual tsunami, running wouldn't help you at all.
No, but fucking like. Your instinct isn't to try and protect yourself somehow? Like, you know what I mean?
My instinct is to actually try and go run towards it for tsunami to hope that maybe I can get far enough out that I can go like jump in and try and get like through it.
Like,
Because that's the
past
only
it?
way. If I can see it, if I can see it, there's absolutely no way that I'm
Can't.
gonna be able to run for it. So
Can't.
trying to, it's the, I
Can't.
know it wouldn't work, but it's the only thing that could possibly.
You realize that, like, the sheer volume of
Oh, I know.
water that would be coming at you the second you leap into it to try
It
and
would just
get
push
through
me
it.
forward anyway.
No, it wouldn't push you forward. It would kill you. Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try and cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We are just chatting now. Happy freaking New Year, Merry Christmas, and all that. We've been gone for a while because it's holidays, but we are back. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan,
How art thou, Sham?
I'm doing good. I'm cold as fuck.
You're cold as fuck.
My toes on my right foot right now are numb. I'm like smushing it into a blanket and using my warm left foot like on top of it to try and warm it up, but like
You
my
know,
toes are so cold they hurt.
that used to happen to me when we worked at storage.
Really? When you would
Yeah.
have to squeegee out the water?
No, just in
Oh.
general, like for
That's
some
fair.
reason, I don't know if it was like whatever posture the chairs there had me sitting in
They
or
had
something.
weird chairs. We
But
should
like
never.
my toes were always fucking freezing at Storage West.
I don't. Yeah. That's just like, honestly. But to be fair, that like, it was better when we had the carpet in the back, but then they switched to that stained concrete, and I think that was what did it.
Oh, you know what? Yes, that did it. That 100% did
I think that's
it.
why I
It's
started
also
sitting on
so
my feet
freeing
again.
to just say the name of the company we used to work for because it no longer
It
exists.
doesn't exist. They can't do
It's
anything to us.
fucking
It
Storage
does not
West.
exist. What the storage was.
I wore a Storage West shirt the other day to
Why?
bed.
What were you doing?
To bed.
What?
It's like it's
Oh, to
what like
bed. Okay.
it was like the t-shirt that what they used to give us for
Okay.
cleaning or whatever. It's still a cozy
The
t-shirt.
t-shirts were always too tight on me, so
They
like
were
my
too
neck
chokey.
couldn't breathe. Yeah, my
They
neck
were
couldn't breathe if I
chokey
didn't like
on
them.
you.
That's why I wore those polos every single day.
Oh,
I
that's
almost
crazy.
never wore the t-shirt. I even wore the polos for cleaning.
I really liked the t-shirt, honestly. It was a good t-shirt for me.
Honestly, we could have worn whatever we wanted to. We could have worn a three-piece, oh, not that we would want to, but we could have worn a three-piece suit and nobody ever came to check on us, so nobody would have known that we
No,
were not in uniform.
I wore sweatpants a lot. I wore sweatpants a lot.
Yeah, you did.
On Saturdays, I would exclusively sweatpants.
Yeah, you
And we
did.
were not allowed to wear
No.
sweatpants at
But they
that
didn't even notice. There was
job.
like, I think
No.
there was a time where I wore like the completely wrong color pants, and our senior manager was only there for like an hour, so I just stayed tucked in.
Oh yeah, you never like
the
stood
entire
up
time.
for the entire hour. You never stood up.
I just like don't move.
Yeah.
Why was I wearing like blue jeans or something? I can't remember what I was wearing. But I just like
Yeah,
didn't move from my spot. You couldn't
regular
tell.
jeans. It was just regular jeans.
Yeah, and that was like a random surprise visit. So
No,
like
you
I
were wearing like yoga pants. It was the one time that you were wearing like w and you just didn't want to stand up in general that day.
Yeah, I
Remember?
don't. I wear those now at work and I'm fine. But I
Yeah.
now work with kids, so I squat a lot. Like they're helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, you
But
need
yeah,
the mobility.
need the mobility. I've actually been wearing jeans, but my jeans are loose on me because they don't like anymore. I have to wear a belt to keep them up, so they're loose enough that I can get up and down pretty easy. I also wear skater shoes.
What kind of skater shoes?
So I wear the Vans, the Ultra Ranges that had the elastic that went over them.
I don't remember those.
They're called like Gore, I think, but they don't sell them anymore. They discontinued them. And they are just like
Where
slip,
did you
like
find
sockle things
them?
slip in. I bought them like 2 years
Oh.
ago.
So what's when so when you wear them out, you're gonna be screwed, friend.
I'm very quickly wearing them out because they're sock openings, so you slide them on, so the insides of them are kind of.
Oh, like
And the
frayed.
problem I'm finding is that all the other sock opening shoes that don't have laces like I want, are not like Vans are wide toed, right? Because you're supposed to plant on something. All the other ones are running ones, so they're tight toes, so that you can like move your feet faster. But I need wide toes because I use them for squatting. So I've been struggling to find shoes. I can't, the problem is I can find wide shoes that I can use for this, and I can find sock opening shoes that don't have ties, but I can't find both. It's
The fucking struggle.
such a struggle.
You should hear Kel's fucking struggle finding a yoga mat right now. It's the
What's wrong with me?
craziest. No, I can't even get into like the
Okay.
depth of the of it's
I'm
just
gonna
like
watch me Snapchat her later and be like, what's going on with the yoga mat? And she will tell me. I'll have like eight Snapchats.
it's just
I'm very
like
excited about them.
she there's a lot of different ones that she's been looking up reviews on, and she's trying to find the best price, obviously, but sometimes they have the right thickness but not the right color. Sometimes they have the right color but not the right thickness.
Does she
Like
do a lot of yoga? Because I'm gonna be honest, like I bought mine from Five Below and I love my yoga mat.
no, she's like she wants a good one because she does like hot yoga and stuff like that.
That's
So like
fair.
yeah. So I was actually like last time we were in the car, she's been talking about this for this yoga thing has been going on for weeks. But we were on the way to In-N-Out the other day on Monday, and she had like a hairbrush with her, and she's like, "Hello, welcome to my show." And I was just like, "Okay, let's go with this." And I started like just not recording, but I started full on like podcast voice and questioning, like trying to draw like a podcast
Oh.
conversation out of her. It was such an entertaining episode about
Ugh.
yoga mats and the different, like, oh man.
You guys should record those just for personal, like just to keep like as a private unlisted YouTube videos so you guys can years back and like look down and like be like, look at us being babies.
But
Because
it was like
someday you're gonna think
super
you're a baby
hilarious.
now.
I know. I hate
Oh,
it.
I love her.
23-year-old me. I miss you so.
Oh, seriously.
It's
Oh,
fine. It's fine. We'll
it's
be
fine.
fine.
It's fine. Did you want to hear about my Christmas present that you think is
You
like
already told me about your Christmas present, and I'm like shooketh because you just got a bunch of like raw leather.
I got like leather scraps.
Like st what?
Okay.
That's even
It's not.
okay.
It's not. So it's a Viking. I found a pattern for a Viking armor where they're these little like oval pieces that you piece together, like you lace them together to create a breastplate. So I am for the Ren Faire this summer going to be a soldier. And soldiers were typically like they're not a knight. I don't come from money. So I would have leather scraps that I piece together, like an armor, like leather breastplate, so to
Okay.
like protect me, but I'm poor, so I wouldn't get like all of the same leather.
Male, yeah.
I would just buy cheap leather. So I have a bunch of new leather now in different colors so that I can do that and piece it together. And I bought rivets so I can stick them all together and so I can have like this kind of like scrap leather armor that I did that like really feeds into the I'm a soldier, which means I'll fight for you, but also I'm a soldier, which means I don't have a ton of money. Like I just kind of got what I got. I'm not from royalty or anything. And I like I asked for a bunch of leather, so I got my sister bought me my both of my two of my three sisters bought me like a ton of leather, so that I can cut these pieces out and like start putting them together and building this armor. And I bought from this company called Weaver this leather stiffener, so I can like once I've got it like the shape
Shan.
cut out, yeah.
So we started, like, you got me into listening to Adventure Zone,
Yes.
which slowly started us both down a light path of D&D.
Yep.
And now you're full on about to become like an armorer.
Yeah. Well, I've made
What
things out of
the f like.
leather before.
You're, that's what I'm saying. You're literally like an old-timey, like, so I've been like
Cat talker.
listening, I've been listening to the Inheritance Cycle again because I finished Murtag and I was just like, I'm gonna go through them all again. And you're like a fucking like tradesperson.
I am, but like, and that's what taken down. Like, I'm doing a D&D thing, but I'm doing it more LARPy, I
Yeah, you're like straight up LARPing. Like you took you like fucking leaped off the page and you're just straight up learning how to like do old timey crafts and
did
like
I tell you? Okay, so
that's so fucking dope.
I made friends with these like these people who sell these leather belts that are made and built together off of scrap leather, and they're super cool, and I really like my belt. Now it cost me a lot of money, but I have now used it for every single Ren Faire, and I'm already like I'm taking good care of it, like, and it's heavy duty and it's good quality, which is why I made the decision to buy it. Well, they were at the Ren Faire, they were at the Irwindale one that I went to last spring, and then they were at the one I went to in October. And I had have this water thing that I made a like a strap for because it had like a thin like nylon cord and that was digging, so I made a leather strap, but it was pulling my wig that I was wearing in October. And they were there again, and I was like, oh my God, it's great to see you. And I made friends with the hardware guy who took one look at the thing and was like worried about the strap, so he went and took it to the back to put frog class on it so I could hang it from my belt. And he got mad at me when I tried to give him $20 for that. Which I did force him to take it because I was like, you just put two hardware things and you went back and did this for me and you did not have to and weren't going to charge me. You're gonna take $20. But like I have a leather guy who I really like.
Crazy.
And like I found a leather shop now in Costa Mesa that I can like go to and look at leather and leather making supplies. And I'm like, I've made a bag before out of leather, and I've made like a corset belt. Like I like working with leather. It doesn't, when you're sewing it together, you don't need to finish the edges as much. I don't like need to hem anything. You know, I like you get the wax thread and you sew it together and it holds pretty good. Like you, it only takes like a few stitches to do the things that you need to do, and it looks nice. So I'm loving leather, Shan. You
You're
need something made of
making
leather? Do you want a wallet?
armor.
Yeah.
That's so fucking cool. I want to
It
have
is.
like I wish I
I'll
could
send
learn
you
how to
pictures.
like be a smith. I want to learn how to like forge a fucking sword, man. If I could
Ooh.
forge my own blade, I would like consider my life
You
complete.
probably could. Unfortunately, none of the like jobs out there that like hire blacksmiths pay that well.
Oh no, I wouldn't want to work as a
You
blacksmith.
could probably find somebody who'd be willing to give you lessons like on the weekend then.
I wouldn't want to work as a blacksmith. I just want to learn for myself and like
And forge one
craft.
sword.
No, like craft like the fucking world's finest fucking swords, just like and no one knows. If you find out about me and you have a lot of money, I will forge you like a legendary blade. But other than that, like it's for me. I'm doing this for me.
And I'll make the sheaths.
Yes, you can make me some dope ass scabbards.
I could make you things out of leather if you want. I have a pattern for a wallet.
Okay.
And
Maybe I'll
I can
take
get
you
a
up on
pattern
that.
for a lot of other things.
What could I hire you to make me for Kel for Valentine's Day out of leather?
Oh, we'll get into
Okay.
that. Mostly because I can just send you one of the shops that's my favorite on Etsy, where it's just them selling the pattern. The problem is the leather. The leather is what gets expensive. But I
Well,
mean,
it's
like I said,
leather.
I found a shop in Costa Mesa.
Are you using like actual leather?
Yes, it's actual leather, but I'm using scraps, so it's a little cheaper because it's basically they're like, we don't think we can do anything with this, but because I need like 200 of these little shapes, that works great for me.
I won't tell PETA. I won't tell PETA. PETA will come for you.
PETA will comes for everyone.
I
PETA
know.
comes for Pokemon.
PETA is, well,
PETA then
PETA.
gets animals from puppy mills, but then doesn't take care of them and lets
PETA
loose.
is, how long has it been since PETA has just been like a meme?
Oh, I don't know. I remember PETA being a meme when we were in like at least high school, if not
Okay.
before that, because
Well,
I don't know if
before
I knew
that,
about
because
PETA before high school.
the like South Park episode of PETA came out when we were in like the sixth grade or something. Like
Probably. I was like, I didn't watch South Park, but I know
PETA's been
like
a fucking joke for
by the
so
time
long.
I heard about PETA and the memes that went along with PETA, it was already well established. Like it
It's
wasn't like somebody had just come up with it. It was that we had just found out about it.
South Park streaming.
Is South Park streaming? They have a new movie that's streaming. Also, I
Streams
found
are
out that I could watch the Taylor Swift concert from home now.
like, yeah, you have to rent it for like, you can
20
rent it for
bucks.
48 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
1989,
Yeah,
Sham,
but I could
please.
pause it. Oh, it's as old as Taylor Swift?
No, it's intentionally priced at $19.89.
Oh,
Not,
okay. I'm so sorry. I just said 20 bucks. Sorry. I thought you were
the
telling me that's when PETA became a meme, was in 1989. And I
no.
was like, hello?
No, I was
Taylor
looking
Swift?
up if South Park is streaming anywhere, because I would love to do like a watch along with you where
With
you watch
me?
South where you watch South Park from the very for like from the beginning for the very first time,
We
because
just put it on YouTube of me being like, what the hell is happening?
yeah, just
Oh,
because like just to see, because you grew up so differently than
yeah, I
I
did not watch South Park.
or all the South Park kids, you know what
I
I mean?
have
Like,
watched all of Futurama like 8 times, though.
yeah, but South Park, like, you don't understand, Shan.
No, I don't.
When it first came out, it was like so crazy. Like it was like actively like cussing, like using like shit, fuck, like all like the
I've
intense
watched
cuss words, but like it's coming out of the mouths of fourth graders.
children's,
And
yeah.
as you're a little kid and you're watching this, it just fucking your brain explodes, and you get and they start making all these like really inappropriate like political jokes, religious jokes, and like
I've
they go like
watched
fucking
two
far. They've gotten like literal
episodes.
threats from like whatever,
Yeah.
I don't know what religion it is, but they were gonna show an image of the god Muhammad or something like that, a
Islam.
Muslim, yeah, and like Islam straight up was like some country was threatening like bombing and like of the Comedy Central headquarters and stuff, because like
Jeez.
or like execution of Matt Stone and Trey Parker and shit, because they were gonna sh and you know what they did?
Showed it anyway.
They showed it anyway. Yeah, they don't give a fuck. So I don't know. I feel like it would be like kind of like a shell shock to you, especially if you like with the context of knowing that if you would have seen this, you would, what age you would have been when all this stuff came out, you know what I
I
mean?
would've that's like and that like that's the thing, like there's a lot of shows that I haven't watched most of the Simpson episodes. I've watched 2 episodes of South Park. I watched the Jonas Brother episode
Oh, with Mickey Mouse?
with Mickey Mouse. I
Yeah.
watched the internet shut off one that I
Okay.
think was a
See?
special. I think that one was longer for some reason.
And also you like those are like way later seasons where
Yeah.
it's still great, still funny, still like edgy and stuff like that, but after like 13 seasons, after like a long time, they made a shift to where it started being more like of a continuous season story as opposed to
Yeah.
like individual
One-offs.
episodes.
I feel
So
like I've watched a fried chicken episode.
the KFC one.
What happened to the chicken place? It like got closed down or something.
Well, Cartman was one of the main characters, the fat kid. He like goes and basically gets shut down, and they start basically like opening like methadone clinics for KFC addicts, and they go and they give you like a little tiny like thimble of gravy to keep you going and stuff like that. So the fat kid Cartman starts smuggling KFC in from other states because it's only banned in the state of Colorado because they live in Colorado,
That's right.
South Park, Colorado. So it's banned in the state of Colorado. So he's illegally smuggling KFC in from other states and selling it as like black market KFC. Yeah, that's the KFC episode.
Could just fry chicken and say that it was KFC.
No, it's just, you have to have the, so that's the
Oh,
point.
the
So
12 herbs and
yeah,
spices.
so part of the joke is that at some point, like they show like a back alley deal of the chicken, and like the guy buying it like opens the gravy and like tastes it, and he's like, what the fuck? What the, is this shit fucking cut with Boston Market gravy? What the, are you trying to fuck me right now? So like the point is like everyone can like, if you're a super like fiend, and you can tell if it's KFC or not.
Oh my
So they
gosh.
really make it
You
like,
know the KFC Twitter follows 12 guys named Herb and then the Spice Girls.
I didn't know
You didn't know that?
that. No.
Well, that's if they're still on X.
They
But
probably
they did
are.
it at one point. The only people they followed were 12 guys named Herb and Spices. Herb. I suppose, because when you're, it's the person, it's Herb. Yeah.
Yeah, and like so, and then when also when we were kids, like the South Park movie came, the original South
Yes,
Park
it did.
movie came out,
Now
which
there's
was
like,
like,
what, four?
I don't know.
They just
So
released a new one.
Bigger, Longer, and Uncut though was like the craziest thing ever, Shant. So just think of it this way. It's a movie where the main plot point follows Saddam Hussein, who has died and gone to hell and is in a gay romantic relationship with Satan.
Interesting. We should just like start with that.
A lot of people did. A lot of people, because before like the show was like mainly put like picked up like full time, the movie came out as like a big like launch type of event thing. A lot of people did start with the movie and then find out that it was a show. But South Park, I don't know how we got here, but
I'm enjoying it.
yeah, we should watch South Park.
We should.
I think it'd be an interesting watch for you.
It would be. I don't know.
You have to like get over some like very like un-PC jokes though. That's like their whole thing, is they poke fun and cut in color.
I will,
They poke fun at
yeah.
everything.
I will say I'm usually okay. I'm trying to think. Like, I mean, I also Futurama isn't the same level at all. That's not what I'm
No,
saying.
neither is The
But
Simpsons.
no. But I have like Futurama is my comfort show, and it's not exactly PC friendly either. And that's like the show that when I need to have something on, I will just put that on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you, and I've watched all of Futurama plenty of times. Futurama is still like, I feel like Futurama is very, very tame, very, very
So
tame.
they somebody made a comment that like Simpsons is like dumb humor for dumb people. No, I'm sorry. That's Family Guy. Family Guy is dumb humor for dumb people. Simpsons is dumb humor for smart people. I want to say, and Futurama I think is smart humor for smart people because they sneak those like weird like higher level jokes that I'm just like, haha! Like it takes you 5 times of watching that episode to be like, oh, I get it. I found the joke. Kind of thing. And I don't know. It just became my comfort show in college. I don't know how I stumbled upon it. I don't know why I stumbled upon it.
I don't
I still haven't
know
watched the
what I
new
would
season, though.
put. I don't know what I would put on the level of South Park.
I don't know. I don't think anything is.
No, I, this is, it's like honestly in a category of its own. It really is. Like maybe some weird Adult Swim, like late night Adult Swim shows on Cartoon Network that are just like, but those are like, I don't know if you ever watched any of those, if you ever were on Cartoon Network like late at night, like even as
Yeah.
an adult, like Tim and Eric, like weird stuff like that. Like those shows, I feel like the Eric Andre show, I think those were like
What
weird
was the
and
one?
edgy, like with the sole purpose of being weird and edgy, where I feel like South Park isn't like that.
Was the one in which it was a late night Adult Swim when we were really young, and it was like a superhero running like a talk show, and there was a praying
Space
mantis
Ghost,
person.
Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did watch that. Why?
Space
Couldn't
Ghost,
tell you.
because it's a fucking amazing
I
show.
also I
Still to
agree.
this
I
day.
still don't know how I got on it. I don't know how I found it. I don't know why I was allowed to watch it.
Because you probably just turned the TV on after everyone was asleep.
Maybe.
Because
I'm
it was
trying to think.
on
Like, I
late.
watched
Like
that. It was on late. I
the
watched
praying
Space Ghost Coast to
mantis,
Coast. I've watched all of Rick and Morty.
the praying mantises. Rick and Morty is can yeah I can I feel like it approaches South Park levels, but it's still
And, like,
more like
quite honestly,
it,
the
but it's
issues
more
that I have
modern and
with.
like existential than
I was like,
anything.
the issues I have with Rick or Morty tend to be, I think, from the fact of like how much Morty cares and how little Rick does.
Yeah.
And like
So
that ends up, I don't care much for that dynamic, but I don't mind dynamics where nobody cares.
you know what's crazy to me though? You know how like everyone like loves that, like the mainstream media ran
Yeah.
with that show and everyone loves it to death,
Yeah.
and everyone idolizes Rick even though he's like a horrible
He's
person. Like
horrible.
then everyone takes away the wrong thing from that show, right?
Yeah.
So Kel tried to watch it, and literally episode one, she says, I'm good. I don't need to watch this anymore. And I was like, what? What do you mean? She's like, I get it. And I was like, what? He's Rick. He's a horrible person. He doesn't care about anyone but himself. And he's just gonna drag everyone down, and that's gonna be the whole show. And I'm just like, yeah, more
Not wrong.
happens, and like there's some funny stuff in there, but the
Pickle Rick
overarching
is pretty
shit
funny.
is pretty fucking I hate Pickle Rick.
Oh.
Anyway. The whole overarching theme and story and feel of Rick and Morty is very depressing and fucked
It
up.
is. It
It's
is. And I
not
was like,
a.
it took me slogging through to like the end of what was that, like season three when he went to jail
Yeah, season
before I
three.
felt anything for Rick. And
And
that,
I.
like, and then he like went off the deep end after that. And I was just like, I've watched through season six and I'm just like, yeah, there's funny bits in it, but like, I don't.
I stopped at four. I think four is. Which is the one the season that starts with the Szechuan sauce, season four, right? Because that's how he breaks out of prison.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've watched all of it, and there's like some things I like I watching the fan theories of diving into it. And I think that's why I ended up like slogging through all of it. But like, I have no, there's a lot of fan theories.
I've never watched a single like fan theories about what,
Like
about what's gonna
what actually
happen and
happened
stuff.
to like yeah, things that happened in the future, things that happened in the past, like diving into the past of like what they think Rick was like, what was going on in the war based off of like evidence that they get from the show. I like things like that. I've always liked things like that, which is why I was like, let me watch this show so I can understand the context of what's going on. But like, I feel nothing for Rick. I don't feel bad that his family was killed in front of him because he became awful. It's the same reason I could not finish BoJack Horseman.
Oh, see, and what's weird is how Kel quit episode one of Rick and Morty. Kel's comfort show
Is
is
BoJack?
BoJack Horseman.
Interesting.
Her comfort show is BoJack Horseman.
I can't. He's too much.
Her ringtone is the BoJack Horseman theme song.
I can't. I can't. I did not finish it. I could not. There are bits and pieces of that show that are really good because they're really deep. Like that it's funny when you look at someone through those colored glasses, all the red flags just look like flags. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I get it. Like there's parts of it I get. But because the main hole about it was BoJack, I couldn't.
Yeah. And
He's
the thing
an
is, like,
awful human being.
I
He's not even
he
a human being.
is.
He's an awful
And
horse.
I think like it is worth finishing it just because just to say you did it and it's like a good watch, but he does
Doesn't get better.
well, the thing is that I think that's the point of the show is that you're expecting some sort of redemption arc at some point, and he tries it. The whole thing is
Him
multiple
trying.
repeated attempts at redemption, and he never fucking gets it. So, and
And the thing, like,
I
I've
think that's a good
watched,
statement to make, is
yeah,
that not everyone can be fixed.
I like looked up and read into like the finishing episodes and finished out the storyline. And I've
But
watched like the
spoilers for
entire
BoJack
timeline thing.
Horseman, by
Yeah.
the way.
I've watched like the things of like the entire timeline of this person and this person, like follow all of their storyline through the story. And I'm like, I'm glad that I didn't finish it because BoJack is just awful.
Yeah,
He's
he's
awful.
so he's a piece of fucking shit,
It's
man.
shit. And I'm just like,
BoJack Horseman is a
how?
piece of shit, man.
Like, I think that's why I kept watching it for so long. And then when you had a Holly Hawk, I was like, oh, he's gonna get a redemption. And that
Then he
when I
fucks that up
realized,
so fucking
so
hard.
bad, so bad. And it's like, and most of it is because he refuses to admit when he makes mistakes. And as a person who has a long history of people refusing to admit they've made mistakes, I was like, I can't do this. I
Yeah.
can't do this. So that's why, like I said, that's why my comfort show is like Futurama, because it has like those moments where the realization and whatnot. But Fry's just a dumb guy. It's not that he's trying to be awful. He's just stupid. Like, I don't know.
I will
We
never
got into
forgive.
none of our
I
topics, by
will
the way.
never forgive that show for the Seymour episode. I
That
will never fucking forgive Matt Groening for that fucking episode. May you fucking rot forever, dude. I fucking hate you. Yes, you, Matt Groening, or whoever the fuck wrote that episode, I literally curse you with every ounce of my being. I'll pox on
decided to
you.
not bring Seymour back. Like, why
Dude,
there?
I literally can't fucking think or talk about Seymour any longer. Let's move
I
on.
gotta move on. I'm crying.
We've got to move on. The praying
The
mantis
other one
is the
was,
praying mantis from Space Ghost. His name
yeah.
was Zorak.
Thank you. The other thing I really like in
Do you remember
Futurama is the
Brack,
5 week
the
clovers,
other
if you will.
character, the other character from Space Ghost? Brack. He was like he had like a weird mask with fangs and like little
Yes.
like fringe cape type of thing, and he was
Like a
all
Dracula.
yes, he looked kind of like a
And he always
Dracula.
rubbed his hands like this.
Well, no, the mantis was always rubbing its hands.
Oh.
That was the
I
mantis.
mostly, I think, remember the mantis.
Yeah, here, let me say, look, the actual Google picture I'm looking at of the mantis,
Yeah.
he has his hands like this.
Because that's how
Zorak.
praying mantises stand, and they just rub their arms together a lot. Oh, there it is. Zorak's my praying mantis friend.
You
I
should get a
found it.
tat. You
It
should get a
somehow went to documents.
tattoo of
I should
Zorak.
not, because I don't. If I'm gonna get a tattoo, it's gonna be of the six-leaf clover from Futurama. If I'm gonna pick a cartoon.
If I would get a Futurama tattoo, I would get the party slug.
The what? The party slug?
The party slug. The slurm party slug.
Slurm. It's slurm. People with
This is what
slurm
happens
is the
when you
sluts.
party too much. Oh man.
No, I'd want the lucky clover. How many weight was that? Huge. Seven leaf clover. I'd get the seven leaf clover. That was also a great episode.
Don't you already have some sort of
I do.
shamrock on you?
I have a shamrock behind my ear, right here. Somebody. I every so often I forget about it, and then people go, "Are you Irish?" And I go, "I don't know, probably a little." And they're like, "You have a shamrock behind your ear," and I'm like, "Oh, my name is Shanrock, so I have a shamrock for Shanrock."
And they're like, your name is Shanrock? And you're like, what?
Yeah. I actually the guy I've been seeing when the first time he met me, I should just shake his hand, and he told me his name, and I'm like, "Oh, my name is Shanrock," and he goes, "Your name is Shanrock?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Were your parents hippies?" So I'm trans. Anyway, never mind.
Well,
Don't make me self-conscious about my name.
dope name.
Thank you. I like my name. I'm gonna hopefully get it changed this year.
Oh, sick. How much is that expensive?
Not there. It's everything else that comes after it that is, which is why I need to deal with it
What do you mean?
before.
What do you mean?
You have to get a new social security card. You have to get a new license, passport, all the legal documents that go into it that you need
Do
to
they
have
just
changed. You need to get a new birth certificate issued.
give you one of those? A new
What?
social? Like a new
Oh, I
social?
would have to have the court documents that prove that I've been legally allowed to change my name, but then I have to have the social security card in order to get a new ID with my name on my ID.
Oh my God, this sounds like so like Like
I
a
have to get it
paperwork
reissued. It
nightmare.
is. It is. But actually, one of my employees said she recently helped her aunt do it when she changed her all of her names.
I really
So it
wanted
wasn't
to
that hard.
find a way to take the junior off of my fucking ID and everything that is associated. I really don't want the fucking junior on my name anymore, ever. And I don't know if it's
You
possible
might
to
have
get
to
rid
ch
of it.
you might have to change like something with your name, or legally, like, not emancipate, I guess, like legally disown from. But you might have to get, I don't know, we'll look into it. You,
Yeah.
but I would think the easiest thing to do would be to change your middle name, and then you wouldn't be a junior. But if you're
Well,
attached to your middle
so
name,
you know what's crazy? You know what's fucking crazy? Do you
yeah,
want
we
to?
have a
Okay,
minute.
we have a minute. We have a minute. Here in America, I am Oscar Dominguez Jr. But that's not my dad's name. My dad's name is Oscar Fernando Dominguez Garcia. In Mexico, I am Oscar Fernando Dominguez. So in Mexico, I would be a junior, but in Mexico, I'm not labeled as a junior.
You're not labeled as a junior. Okay. Then you might, if it's not the same as your father's name, you might be able to drop the junior. We'll look into it. I'm going to send you a link for Etsy store for leather, not for le buying leather, leather patterns. And if you like any of those, then you and I will go to Costa Mesa at some point this month and go buy leather.
My name is
Earlier
Oscar.
rather than later. My name is Shan.
This has been 8 hour chat.
You can still take antlers on a plane.
Bye. We missed you. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.